Drier weather will be returning to the northern plains as we go forward through this next several-day period, and temperatures will continue to be seasonable to a bit warmer than normal. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. An opportunity to continue digging out from the big snows that have occurred this week will occur as we go forward through these next few days. Southeastern South Dakota into Minnesota certainly got whacked with a lot of snowfall, and it'll take a while to get that all cleaned up. At least the weather conditions across those areas will be improving today. We do still have a little bit of light snow occurring at this hour in the southwest corner of Minnesota, but most of the meaningful snow is farther to the east from east central portions of the state into Wisconsin in the Great Lakes region. For the majority of our region, we will continue to be dry bias for the next several days. No well-organized precipitation events are expected, but a few weak disturbances are anticipated. Temperatures out there this morning are running mostly in the positive and negative single digits in the northeast corner of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, while we're seeing single digits and teens in most other areas. The temperatures for this afternoon and really most days going into Saturday will be in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. There will be some warmer air in the far western part of South Dakota, mostly to the west of the Missouri River, and we'll look for the temperatures getting well into the 30s once in a while out that way. But for our immediate listening area, it's not going to be that warm. Sunday will be the warmest day that we'll encounter for a while, with temperatures getting into the 20s across a big part of the region, maybe a few temperatures in the lower 30s out near the Missouri River Valley. And as we go into Monday and Tuesday of next week, we'll start off in a similar realm, but by the time we go Tuesday into Wednesday, the high temperatures will be back into the teens and 20s for the majority of the region. Our lowest temperatures at night are not expected to get any colder than negative and positive single digits as we have out there today and in the northern areas. Southern parts of our region will see single digits and teens most often, although this is fairly typical for this time of the year, and I see no reason to anticipate any major deviations from this as we go through the weekend and into the early part of next week. And as I mentioned before, precipitation potentials will be limited across the region, with the only organized precipitation possible in the region coming across parts of the area during the early to middle part of next week, and that event looks a little questionable at this point in time. Down in South America, it's going to be hot and dry in Argentina and far southern Brazil for a several-day period. The first opportunity for showers will begin in the second half of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.